Anyway, I want to read you a couple more of these poems. That one that I read, which is the first one in the middle book of this of these three, that was called An Apparatus. And the next one I'm going to read is called Excuse for Festivities. Alcove to alcove, to enjoy a variety of prospects, a looming stimulus and the visual cliff, attack and exploration, ill health and fatigue play a part, speed irrelevant. Apocryphal stories cluster, modesty above personal enjoyment. Responses include, on the one hand, crouching, curling up, taking cover, and on the other, calling out, escaping. First there is weariness, then other causes of forgetting, then still others, and then there is weariness. Fur elicits fear, or a pair of staring eyes, or something falling from the sky, instant flight, or sometimes catalepsy. In hot haste, beating the charger with a furled umbrella picked up by mistake, a quite unnecessary withdrawal that evening. I detest drama. Met by a sudden movement or mysterious sound, few of us learn. Down a dark passage, patting a dog or psychoanalyst, comfort me with toy, charm, talisman. Now I remember a party. Year passed into year, I betook myself to a belvedere overlooking a garden, covering my face with my hands. I can never recall that day. One clue, universally known, is pain. Danger has already materialized, experimental, hard to extinguish. Safety may lie in one special place or anywhere in the tops of trees. The calming effect of contact, a response learnt as the result of a single violent experience, does not die easily. Common sense doesn't cover everything. In my youth, I was afraid. There is no evidence available, from what I can tell. Things are beautiful in the eyes of those admirers. The widow of Napoleon plays cards with Wellington, and the coins they play for are Napoleon's. I don't know whether I made it clear that I felt perfectly free to change anything once, either when it was written or after it was written or any old time. There was a publisher in Paris, strangely enough, who wanted to publish a book of mine, and someone who had translated books by me and by Rosemary, who is a wonderful translator, said she would translate this book. And I said, well, all right, fine, excellent. So she started translating it, and she wrote me at some point, because she had just realized that the stanzas were alphabetical, which is not all that obvious, because they don't go A, B, C. It's a very irregular alphabet. And she said, well, this may be difficult, but I'll try to make the stanzas alphabetical. And I immediately wrote her back, by no means do that. Just translate every stanza individually, as you would translate that stanza, and then rearrange them alphabetically. And this terrorized her. And she just was exasperated by this until I was passing through Paris, and I went to see her and made her sit down at the computer and showed her how easy this was to do. And she said, well, but I also wanted her to change the order of the poems by alphabetically by the new titles, the titles in French. And she said, but what if somebody sees that it's not like the English? They'll think I changed it. And I said, don't worry, it hasn't been published in English. Finally, it came out in French years before this, and I really sort of preferred the French. It's a strange, it's very strange to me to go from one to the other. I was wishing I had written the French rather than the English.